Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is a special holiday, and normally in our next hour, we would get a preview of Lynn Hayes Freeland Show 10 to 2. Lynn is with us now on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. She will not be on today because she is in South Carolina doing something special. Lynn, good morning.
Good morning. Yes, I'm sitting by the pool drinking margaritas and basking in the sun. Okay, maybe not quite.
All right,
maybe
so not. Other than going down there for she crab soup, what are you in Charleston, indeed, South Carolina for?
I got to tell you guys, this has been one of the most emotional weekends that I ever could have imagined. So my photographer and I traveled to Charleston, South Carolina, with members of the New Light congregation from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. And of course, New Light was one of the three congregations that was affected by the Tree of Life shooting. And several members of their congregation felt that they needed to learn how to heal. They needed to learn what to expect going forward. And they figured who better to tell them than someone who has already been through it. So they have been spending the weekend with members of the Emmanuel AME Church here in Charleston that lost its members 3 years ago in the hate shooting of June 2015.
I cannot even imagine just the initial coming together of those two groups must have been incredibly emotional.
You know, the thing about it is, John, these two groups of people know something, are walking in steps that none of us can relate to. They've lost loved ones, they've lost church members, and they lost them to hate crimes. So you put all that together, they've got a bond that is unbelievable. You would, when you see this video and you see the hugs and you see the emotions, you would think that these were long, long, long time relationships. And one of the women from the congregation, the New Light congregation, said to me last night, I got exactly what I came for.
And Lynn, I would imagine that for a lot of people, this extends beyond those who were directly involved. A lot of us in this town, in this city, you know, are still reeling from that tragedy and feel that pain for others. And we all need that healing.
Absolutely. And we interviewed a woman Friday night by the name of Polly Sharp, who was a member of the Emmanuel AME Church, who was hiding up under a table when Dylann Roof came in. He called her out from under the table and said, I'm not going to shoot you because I want you to tell my story. And then he shot the guy next to him.
Oh, jeez.
And she said to me the other day, we met her on Friday night, and she said, I won't be at the service this weekend because it's still hard. Even though that's still my church, it's hard for me to go back in there. And so we talked about that as well. You know, we've got this Tree of Life synagogue that no one has really, you know, it's certainly not in a position, but how do you get your edifice back after such a tragedy? So that's one of the things that the minister talked with the rabbi about.
Lynn, is there any questioning among these people when you have a hate crime occur in a place of worship? Does anybody ever ask the question, where was God?
Well, and that's a very interesting question, John, because certainly when you talk to the people from Mother Emmanuel Church, they do not question it at all. They totally understand in their hearts that whatever this tragedy was, it was God's will, and they look for the good in it. Now, some of the members from the New Light congregation are still struggling with that. And one woman said to us, I hope I can get to forgiveness, but I'm not there yet. I'm still angry.
When
I understand, too, we're 2.5 months out.
Right.
Emmanuel is several years out. So
when will we be able to see this, Lynn?
You know what? That's a good question, John. I don't know exactly, or was that Larry? I'm sorry. I don't know exactly. I'm hoping within the next couple of weeks we'll be able to turn this around. We have so much amazing footage. Oh, my goodness. We went to a synagogue on Friday. I'm not going to tell you everything, but we have amazing stuff. And they're going to be in a parade today. So we're headed out right now where they're going to be honored in the Martin Luther King Day parade, the folks from Pittsburgh.
Speaking of Dr. Martin Luther King, what does this day mean to you, Lynn?
You know, it is, I think especially in these troubling times, I think we have to be reminded of everything that Dr. King stood for and his desire for peace for everyone. I just heard someone in a restaurant this morning saying, you know, he really fought for black people. And I said, no, wait just a minute. Dr. King fought for everyone. He wanted equality across the board. And I think that's probably what comes to mind for me right now today.
You know, and the sad thing is, with the government shutdown, a lot of the places which are federal facilities where people would go to remember Dr. King are closed because of that.
Right, like the King Memorial.
Yeah, ironically,
like
that's for people who make a pilgrimage on this day to do that because of the issues our government is having right now. They won't be able to fully enjoy that visit to Washington, D.C. today.
Indeed. And, you know, we haven't seen too much effect of the shutdown here just from our couple of days. But, I mean, you know, to be honest, we're going back to the airport early because we don't know what to expect. Will the TSA lie? We just don't know.
Well, we appreciate you taking time for us and are really interested in seeing and hearing more about this story, Lynn. Thank you.
Thank you, guys. I'm excited about it. I can't wait to get it on the air. Have a great day.
You're back on the air tomorrow, right?
I'm back tomorrow.
All right. Be safe out there, Lynn. Thank you. Lynn Hayes-Breeland.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.